Prime ministers, leading economists and royalty will converge on one of Spain's most exclusive resorts to talk about, well, we're not entirely sure what yet. One of the first rules of the secretive Bilderberg group is you don't talk about Bilderberg outside of its annual meetings. Set up by the former US Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, it brings together the rich and powerful to discuss issues such as world economics. Well, Tony Gosling's a freelance journalist and apparently an expert in the Bilderberg group. Good evening to you, Tony.
Good evening, Katie.
Just to explain then, what's the idea behind this group?
Well, it started back in just after the Second World War, and I think it's pretty clear from the records. I mean, I dug out loads of stuff in the 90s about the Bilderbergers when I was living in Oxford from the Bodleian Library there. I was fascinated to find out that it was actually started to make sure after the Second World War that Europe really sort of made its alliances with the United States rather than with the Soviet bloc, because I think the Americans were aware that there's a big, you know, 3,000 miles of Atlantic between Europe and America, and it would be very easy for there to be a sort of left-wing communist drift in Europe. So that's why Bilderberg was set up originally back in 1954.
And what's the criteria for getting in then?
Well, it's invite only, and the worrying part of this, and the thing that actually made me put a website up about the Bilderbergers back in the mid-90s, was the connection with the Nazis. Unfortunately, the guy that was the chairman of the Bilderberg, right from its first meeting at the Bilderberg Hotel, which he owned in Holland, this is Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Before the Second World War, he was actually an SS officer, and you might say, well, maybe, you know, he decided he wasn't really interested in the Nazi thing afterwards, but it's since been revealed by award-winning producer Mike Thompson on Radio 4's document series that Bernhard, after the Second World War, he was actually chairman of Royal Dutch Airlines, KLM, and he was implicated very strongly in helping spring Nazi war criminals from jail who were about to stand trial and getting them over to South America on these Dutch airliners. So as you can see, there are some pretty worrying connections right from the very start with the Nazi regime. The actual money for the first meeting came from the US, from the newly formed Central Intelligence Agency, but the first actual thinking about having this group was done during the Second World War, because the Americans knew that they could see that the Nazis were going to lose the war, and they just wanted to make sure that whichever way Europe was going to go, it was going to go with America. And I think that's still the case, you know, it's still the case today. It's actually the Council on Foreign Relations which formulated the group originally, and that is basically a private club that runs US foreign policy. And it's a little bit worrying to think that they have actually probably much more money and clout in policy-making circles than the State Department do. So, you know, you've got private money here having a lot of influence over US foreign policy, and that's one of the things that the Bilderbergers, that's one of the things they talk about is all the time is foreign policy. But the politicians involved are very much a tiny minority, maybe 5, 6, 7% of the people at these meetings are politicians. So big business has the whip hand.
And it is very secretive, as we mentioned there. Do we know anything, what might be on the agenda this year?
Well, there is potentially a leaked agenda, but I'm always very suspicious about these leaks beforehand. I mean, for example, somebody sent me a supposedly leaked list. When I went through it, it turned out just to be a slight reworking of last year's list of attendees. But it's also important to make clear that not everybody that goes to these meetings agrees with what the Bilderbergers are doing. Back in 1992, John Smith, who was at that time Labour leader, he went along and apparently was very irritated by their take on economics, and he insisted on coming back the next year with one of his chief economists to teach them a thing or two about real economics, because he saw their version as a very tainted and elitist one. Unfortunately, he died during the year, and it was actually the next year that Tony Blair was invited instead to the Bilderberg conference, not John Smith. So they like having people who agree with them, and these conferences take place under what's called the Chatham House rule. That is, you're allowed to talk about what you've heard, but you're never ever allowed to identify who said it or where it was talked about. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want anyone to know that these meetings are even taking place.
Very interesting. Thank you very much. That's Tony Gosling, who's a bit of an expert on the Bilderberg Group.
It's almost like an episode of The X-Files or 24 or something like that, isn't it?